With the weather set to warm up comes the temptation to cool off in the nearest body of water. And with that in mind, Nuffield Health in Harrogate have been holding a Drowning Prevention Week campaign where the objectives were to increase the number of children receiving water safety education and also reduce the number of drowning incidences. Jean Strugnell is one of the swimming teachers.
Well, we're just introducing the children to the idea of the dangers of swimming. It's easy to be confident in the pool, but in the sea and the rivers and other places, they need to know the dangers.
And what are the main dangers that you focus on?
The waves, the tides, not knowing what's on the bottom of the pool, how to call for help, just not having people to hand all the time and not having the normal flotation aids available.
So giving them the tools that if in a situation where they got into trouble, they can hopefully obviously get out of it and help themselves.
Absolutely. And they teach them how not to get into trouble, which is the most important thing.
Because year after year we see, despite all the warnings, when good weather comes, we hear of stories where children and young people and even adults decide to go for a dip in open water, and presumably the message is that you don't do that.
Unless there's a sign saying it's safe to swim, you don't go in. And even then, you don't go in without telling somebody else what you're doing. And that doesn't matter whether you're an adult or a child.
Whilst by the pool, I spoke to some of the children participating in the course, including brother and sister Louis and Caris from Harrogate, and also Izzy and Emmy dressed in their pyjamas. Why exactly?
Because if you fell in the pool, you wouldn't come in your swimming costume to walk around places. So if you fell in it, you'd fall in with your clothes on.
So it's to give you that experience of what it might be like. And Izzy, what are you expecting from the lesson today?
It will be harder to swim because the clothes are more heavy than your swimming costume.
Now, Louis, you've done swimming lessons here, and have you done any of the drowning prevention courses before?
We've done these rookie lifeguards, which is where we learn how to acknowledge and see if someone's drowning or not. And then we've learned how to save them as well, using equipment.
So what does that entail? What kind of equipment did you use?
So they're the big orange floats, life rings, and some throwing rope, which you throw out to them, and then it floats the end, and you pull them in.
And Caris, out of all of that equipment, is there any one particular piece that's better than the other that you need to use first, or...?
Well, my favourite's the... There's this orange one which goes around your waist and then you throw it out. But then they're all as great as the others.
And I notice that, again, similar to the other two girls who we've spoken to, how does it feel? How quickly do you feel weighted down when you get in the water with your clothes on?
Well, they're more heavy than your swimming costume, and it's quite a shock if you haven't done it before.
And Louis, why is it so important, do you think, to have courses like this?
So if you are on a beach and there are no lifeguards and you see someone drowning, you know how to save them and what to do.
And overall, from the courses that you've done and from the lessons that you've done, Caris, what's the message to young people like yourself and any adults as well?
You always need to be prepared for what can happen, and especially if you're going like on a trip near water or swimming or on a boat, then you have to be extra prepared and always bring super stuff.
And Jean, I noticed on one of the signs as well, you've got different flags of the children and young people. Have you been learning about all the different flags?
That's what we're going to do today. We're going to learn where it's safe to swim on the beach, which flags say it's safe, which ones say it isn't safe.
Okay, so we've got the flags in front of us. Jean, if you can just explain the basics of the flags to look out for.
Well, the red and yellow one, which is the same colour as the lifeguard wears, means it's safe to swim on the beach there because it's watched by the lifeguards and the currents are all right. If you've got a red one, as one of my pupils said on Monday, that means stop. It means stop and don't swim. The black and white checked one is where you get your water sports. So you don't want to mix the water sports like the surfboards with the swimmers. And the windsock implies that there might be big waves if it's really strong.
To find out more what's on offer at Nuffield Health, simply click on their website, nuffieldhealth.com.